House. Buying or renting. With housing prices down significantly in many parts of the country and interest rates low, it may be an affordable time for 20-somethings to buy that first home. In some instances, the price of owning can be comparable to renting in the long run, but a lot of uncertainty still remains about the housing market and the economy, making the decision to buy more complicated. Nicole Stivers, a 24-year-old who works in public relations in Contra Costa County, California, purchased her first home with her fiancé in February. They were able to capitalize on what she calls a perfect storm: job stability, a desire to settle down, a surge in home foreclosures, and the $8,000 tax credit for first-time buyers. Still, the move was not without its concerns. Would we be able to afford this if we both lost our jobs? Do we have enough for a down payment? Do I have enough for moving? It's really nerve-wracking when you're first doing it, says Ms. Stivers. Here are some questions to consider when deciding if buying or renting is the right choice for you. How long do you plan to stay in your home? There are high transaction costs associated with buying and selling a house, says Dean Baker, co-director at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. So home buyers should plan to stay put for at least 4 to 5 years. The reasoning? The costs for buying and then selling a home, which can include a real estate agent's fee, a transfer fee, closing costs, and inspector and surveyor fees, could add up to about 10% of the sale price, or roughly 1.5 years worth of rent. If you average that over 10 years, it is not that big a deal, says Mr. Baker. But if you average it over, say, 2 years, you're paying an awful lot of money to own a house for a short period of time.